food prices remain flat. Hello, everyone. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox. You know, this could be one of those rare years when consumers don't notice any increases in the cost of eating. USDA's Gary Crawford has our report.
The latest report on food price inflation really, I guess, should be called food price stagnation. In most years, of course, food prices rise a little bit every month, but not this year.
There has not been a change the last 2 months.
Agriculture Department food price economist Ephraim Liebtag, the last month for which we have complete government data is June. So, for example, in June we saw
a slight increase in food away from home and a slight decrease in food at home. So it about equals out.
Equals out to zero food price hikes overall for two straight months.
What that brings us to is that year over year right now, food at home prices just have a little bit of inflation, just 0.2% higher than last year at this time. Restaurant prices are 1.2% higher than they were back in June of 2009.
Now, if you do spend a lot of time and money at the meat counter, you might tend not to believe that low inflation story, and indeed red meat seems to be bucking the steady price trend.
We've seen some increases in costs and some increased trade demand globally. So the year-over-year price changes for the meat products are the largest. For example, beef is up 4.4%, pork is up 4.5%, poultry is kind of a little bit of a different pricing pattern, and right now it's actually lower than it was last year, so it's 1.4% below last year.
So what does all this mean for food price inflation in all of 2010? Liebtag's new forecast?
We're looking at about 1.5% inflation for the year, but it's admittedly going to be a challenge to get even to that amount of inflation for grocery store prices, given that we're so close to no inflation at this point.
Now, Liebtag says this food price stagnation, you better enjoy it while it lasts, because
there really isn't anywhere to go but up at this point.
That's right. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
And that's good news for consumers. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.